Well, obviously, the first priority is going to be looking at the issue of the state budget. I think that's going to be probably the most difficult challenge that the state has is finding the resources to continue essential services. We don't know yet exactly what revenue proceeds are going to be like, and to what degree we'll be able to balance that. So obviously the budget is going to be of primary concern to all administrative agencies and obviously to school districts as well, since there's a significant amount of each district's budget that comes from the state foundation formula.
We are in the middle of a 7-year phase-in to the new foundation formula. The education has been getting budget increases to satisfy that mandate for the past few years while other people are getting cut. Is the education department worried the legislature won't be able to keep up with those payments and those increases?
Well, obviously, the foundation formula is one of the major expenditures the state makes each year. I think Governor Nixon has made it a priority to try to ensure that school districts continue to get a fully funded foundation formula. Obviously, we're hoping that he's successful in that. We certainly have been working with his office and with the office administration to try to ensure that the funding is there, evaluating every program that we have control over to make sure we're being effective with the use of state monies. But there is always a concern that we may not be able to meet that goal. We're looking at each month's projections and I know the office administration is looking at the amount of money that's taken in terms of sales and income taxes. So it is a concern. It's going to be a significant challenge this next year. But I think the governor has made his commitment clear that he wants to maintain funding for public schools.
So you've gotten some feedback from the governor's office that he does want to make it a priority to continue making these payments and the increases on them, but it's up to the legislature essentially to see what they came up with when formulating the budget.
Well, the budget's still, he's not made his final appropriations, but I think in the past his statements have been that the formula funding the formula has been a priority. I don't know exactly what the budget recommendation for this year is going to be, but the recommendations have in the past have been to try to implement the new formula and to fully fund it.
If it's not fully funded, then what happens?
Obviously, we've got to look at a number of scenarios as to how to address that issue. I can only tell you that in the past there has had to be some determination of a proration, how to equitably distribute that money that has been appropriated to the school districts according to whatever formula is in place. And so that would be one of the options if an alternative source of revenue is not identified.